Well, good evening. It is Saturday evening here in Cadiz, Kentucky. And as I mentioned in the email that I sent out to you a while ago, I have not been able to get a video format up and running to my satisfaction that would help me to connect with you as a congregation that way. Hopefully, that will be taking place much sooner than later. But in the meanwhile, I wanted to encourage you in a couple directions. First of all, and foremost, really, to encourage you while we're apart from each other to continue with your personal disciplines as it comes to your Christian walk. That especially involves your time in God's Word and in prayer. This is not a new thing for me to run by you, but it is important for us as believers. So let me encourage you to pick a book of the Bible if you are not currently involved in a reading schedule and read that through systematically, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. The amount of time, by the way, that you spend is not nearly as important as the consistency that you have going through it. So schedule a time in the day, and most of us have lots of that right now given the circumstances that our nation is in, and stick to it. Give yourself time to soak in God's Word, to let it get into you, and then commune with your Lord in prayer. And as I thought of that this past week, thinking again that I would be speaking to you via some visual video format, that I came across a quote by a fellow named Paul Tripp. That name is not new to many of us. Paul is now with the Lord, I'm sorry to say, but during his life he was a very fruitful, insightful Christian and had a wonderful way of calling our attention back to the living God and to his grace that comes alone from him. This was the quote: "Peace of mind and rest of soul is not found when you figure out your life, but when you trust the one who has it figured out and who rules over all things for his glory and your good." Now, I have the advantage of reading that in front of me, so I'm going to repeat it one more time. Peace of mind and rest of soul is not found when you figure your life out, but when you trust the one who has it figured out and who rules over all things for his glory and your good. That was brought home all the more to me when, I think it was today, I had sent to me a devotional, the devotional for this day, March the 28th, 2020, from a book that he wrote, a devotional book entitled New Morning Mercies. And someone gave that to me a while back, and I found it very, very helpful. But this is the devotional that Paul wrote for this particular day. Rest in God's understanding. Today you'll encounter things that will confuse you, but rest assured the one who rules all those things is not confused. We really don't know much. Every day we are all greeted with mysteries. None of us can predict for sure where our personal stories are going. We are all confused about what happens to us, to those close to us, and in the world in which we live. And I'll just interject, isn't that especially relevant in the circumstances we're living in right now? But Mr. Tripp continues, as much as we try to make sense of our lives, there are things that we simply aren't able to understand. Here's what all of this means. You and I will never find inner peace and rest by trying to figure it all out. Peace is found in resting in the wisdom and grace of the one who has it all figured out and rules it all for his glory and our good. Then he gives a rather personal glimpse into his earlier years as a father. He writes, when our children were very young, when I would refuse to give them something they were asking for, they didn't understand why, so they would begin to protest. I would then get down on my knees so we could be face to face, and then I would talk to them. The conversation would go like this. He would say, quote, do you know that your daddy loves you? And they would reply, yes, I know my daddy loves me. He would say, is your daddy mean and bad to you? They would reply, no, you don't like to be mean. Paul would say, is your daddy a horrible bad daddy? And they would say, no. And then he would add, then listen to what daddy is going to say. I would like to tell you why I had to say no to what you wanted to do, but I can't. If I explained it to you, you wouldn't understand anyway. So here's what you need to do. You need to walk down the hallway and say to yourself, quote, I don't know why daddy said no to me, but I know my daddy loves me and I'm going to trust my daddy, end quote. And then he adds, I really do love you. And they would respond, I love you too. So he continues with his devotional. There is so much that we don't understand. There is so much that we are incapable of understanding. So rest is found in trusting the Father. He is not confused, and he surely does have your best interest in mind. Yes, he will ask you to do hard things, and he will bring difficult things your way. But he is worthy of your trust, and he loves you dearly. Today, your Heavenly Father reaches down to you and says, quote, I know you don't understand all that you face, but remember, I love you. Trust me, and you will find peace that can be found no other way. End quote. And that was the end of that devotional. Now I'm going to close in prayer. And Father, as I thank you for raising up Mr. Tripp and for the blessing he has been to your church, for the way that he brings our minds back to you and to your truth, I pray, Father, that that truth, which goes far beyond one man, would settle deeply in this pastor's heart and in the hearts of each of these dear ones that are a part of our church family. We pray today for them, for their safety, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we pray for our nation, Father. What a huge responsibility rests on the shoulders of its leaders. We pray that you would use all of the events that are upon us to bring glory to you and to bring us, Father, back to you, to the truth that sets us free. May we find Christ in all of this. And we ask for his sake. Amen. God bless you, friends.